my savior coming for me. I've been looking down the road, see my savior coming for me. So long. Now I'm singing this sweet, sweet song. I'm looking down the road. I see my Savior coming for me.
Look for Jesus, you're going to see something new every time. This is kind of the follow-up of When I Consider, Psalm 8, where the psalmist is looking into the skies, looking into the beautiful order of the creation of God's hands, and realizing how insignificant we look in contrast to all of that. But then when we look up for Jesus and all that He has given us and all He is and has shown Himself to be, the Word, the creative Word of God, made flesh and then offered us to be part of His eternal life, His endless life, and be enmeshed with Him, then it's always this expectation, this hope of seeing Him. You can almost see Him coming closer and closer. Of course, He's closer than any other physical being could be, because he is and can be if he's not residing right there in the depths of your heart, in the secret place of your heart. And for those who have him residing there, it's a good reminder to remind each other, remember he's right there, and defer to his way of thinking instead of just hanging on to your own and looking for the life beyond your own boundaries at this point. He's coming for you. Anytime you look up at him, you'll see him coming for you, not just for something imaginary, but for the most real thing that you've ever experienced in your life. Look up today. He's coming for you, and he cares for you. Cast your cares on him. Just take a moment right now and do that in a fresh way. The things you really care about, gather them up and give them to him. Just pour them over into his hands. He's the only one with the hands that can handle what needs to be handled in that way. Go ahead. Take this opportunity. Cast it over on him. Release it to him. Because that is faith. Faith in action.